After some legal wrangling, State Superintendent Cindy Hill is back in charge of Wyoming education. As the school year wraps up, Superintendent Hill joins us to discuss a number of topics. The first deals with distance, or what they call online education. She recently attended a graduation of students who graduated from a virtual school. Hill embraces various uses of technology in the classroom.
I think you're going to see more and more of it, and you're going to see it across the state. And their students are well prepared and certainly focused on going on to community colleges, the university. You're right. Some are taking online, and some of them are attending public school and taking online in a blended fashion. That's the word that is being used in education right now, blended learning. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. Right now, about 1% of our students are educated solely online. That's in line with the national average.
Is that going to be able to fill some of the voids that we have out there for when it's tough to find a qualified teacher?
Absolutely. And you're seeing that. You're seeing that in districts the size of Natrona County, I believe, are using some of those strategies as well. And also in our rural communities. As you know, Mandarin Chinese is not easily taught in a rural community when you need, you know, obviously you only have so many instructors that you can hire. You're going to hire them for those, you know, reading and mathematics and science and social studies. You won't have instructors in Mandarin Chinese, maybe in Lusk or down in your neck of the woods. We know that, yes, it expands the ability for our students to participate in all kinds of learning.
We talk so much about the graduation rate, and we'll get to that in just a second, but as we look to improve that and maybe not lose some of these kids who have to leave school for whatever reason it might be, do you think this is going to be the way that we make sure that they get their degrees, that kind of thing?
Well, I don't know if that will be the answer. I think we'll have to look at our students and assess that one by one and determine if that's working. I think whatever works for our students is what we need to be doing. You know, we put out our graduation rates, but as we were looking at the fifth and sixth year graduation rates, you're going to notice an increase. So oftentimes people look at the graduation rate and think, oh my goodness, you know, not all of our kids are graduating. Certainly all of us want 100% of our kids to be graduating. But we also know that kids graduate in 5 years and 6 years. Others will complete their high school equivalency on their own. You know that, Bob. And then some will have a high enough ACT score to go on to college without a high school diploma, besides those who go into the workforce. So we wanted to show that those graduation rates with fifth-year and sixth-year graduates actually show quite a few kids are graduating in their fifth and sixth year, and those increase the graduation rates. And if you also look on what we sent out to the state of Wyoming and you in the media, I added something this year, and we compared the expected graduation rates the expected graduates with the actual graduates. So you can actually compare Albany County School District Number 1 with, let's say, Sheridan 2 or Sweetwater 1 that are similar in numbers, and look and see, you know, how many more graduates were necessary for Sheridan or for maybe Sweetwater to be nearly 90% like Albany County, so that their community can look and see how many that they're missing and maybe come together and design, you know, the best plan for those graduates.
As you look to the future and know that a lot of people are talking about this, do you think we're on the right track?
Until we're at 100%, I would never say I'm comfortable with what is going on here.
One of the things that we talked about the last time you were on the program was standards, and one of the things your department is doing right now is looking for some folks, some actual people in the state who are residents that would be on this 2014 Wyoming Science Standards Review Committee. What are you hoping will transpire from getting regular folks on this committee?
I'm hoping that we have science standards very soon for our districts. That's the result I want to see, and I'm disappointed that in 15 months we're at the same place that we were when I was stripped of my duties. Our school districts are waiting for science standards. They're not waiting. Actually, they've moved ahead. They have to teach every day. They don't have an option. So it's not responsible for the leaders not to provide those science standards. And so I'm hoping that we move along very quickly and adopt the highest science standards for our schools and, our, most importantly, our children.
Did you think that the next gen fell short of the highest standards?
Well, I think that we didn't have a full, let's say, review. And any time that we don't follow a process that includes the important voices of the people of Wyoming, you know, when people are not included who want to be part of this process and they have important information to share, and the values of the people of Wyoming are somehow not included, we need to stop and take a look and reassess our own processes. And that's what we've done. That's what the State Board of Education has asked us to do in the department. Now that I'm here, I'm ensuring that it happens, and we'll make certain that they reflect our values, and certainly they'll be the highest standards, or hopefully we won't adopt them otherwise. But we need to have the highest standards adopted as quickly as possible so that people can carry out their work and know that we're working together.
You know, so much has been made about this whole climate change portion of it. Was it really that simple? Or is that maybe in your mind where some things fell short?
I think there are more questions and concerns than that, but I'll leave that to the committee. That's where the work is really to be done. And then hopefully you'll participate as the committee work comes before the board. So that's really their work. I don't want to influence them one way or the other. I think that their work will ensue here shortly, and hopefully it will be exactly as the people would expect, fair and just and full. It'll be a full discussion.
And maybe just the last point on this, as you said, a lot of the districts have moved ahead and because they need standards, and we heard testimony, I think, at that State Board of Education meeting where there were a number of districts that have gone ahead with standards. Is this kind of muck things up a little bit now that the board didn't take any action, and so they're probably going to have some standards in that they'll have to adjust in the future?
I've heard from districts that the last 15 months have been very confused when it comes to what's expected. And I think that we need to be very clear and we need to move ahead. And again, be respectful. Our job is to make decisions and ensure that the districts know what those are so that they can actually follow the law and fulfill their requirements. And we've not done that for the last 15 months. And I'm glad to be back and ensure that the process moves forward.
Superintendent Cindy Hill, always a pleasure. Fun to talk a little education with you for a change. And thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
Thank you.